Wait, one second, Coach, he'll pick up first, and you can find all the way over.
All the way.
Coach will make an opening statement, then we'll take questions to the players, and then we'll finish up with questions to Coach.
Well, I'm very proud of our guys, the fight through, obviously, didn't play great in terms of execution on either side of the ball, and I give New Hampshire and Billy Herring a lot of credit for that. Older, tougher kids that I thought they did a great job, but I was proud that after we gave up that lead and the game was in balance, I thought we stuck it out and made the plays when we had to.
I was pretty excited before the game, a little nervous maybe, but I just had to go out there and see how it feels, see how you can manage it, and it was a good feeling. It was fun out there. We were competing really hard, and I think we just did a pretty good job keeping our composure again and finishing the game.
Oh,
I twisted my ankle a little bit, a little swollen, but it's fine.
Did you feel the nerves went away after a little while, just after getting out there and experiencing it?
Yeah, it was kind of like flowing after like a little while. And then it was just, it was fun to be out there with the crowd and the band. It was a really nice feeling.
And your mom was here.
That's right, yeah. She landed today. King was getting released tomorrow again.
Talk about kind of the rhythm you guys felt into after the second half.
It seemed like you had a lot of hands a lot. You guys were finding the shot. Obviously, you didn't get your game. So talk about kind of finding a way to make it kind of get noticed for you. We had that little run before halftime, which gave us, I think, much more confidence than we had during the middle of that first half. And we came up strong again and won that little run again. And I think that it was just like, they gave us more energy for the whole time until they came back, but we knew that we were going to have ups and downs. I think we did a very good job staying in there.
Well, before that, I made a big turnover, so I was on suicide watch there for a second, but I've been waiting all game to see a shot. I hadn't really looked in the game, and I airmailed it a little bit. I'm going to blame that on slipping, but I knew the guys would find me a shot, and I just wanted to be ready to knock it down, stay confident. And we had a lot of good plays, and they were over-helping on some of the guys when we were driving, and we knew that we were going to get some kickouts. And that play, Hump was driving. They collapsed kind of toward the end of the shot clock, and I was there, he found me, and I was able to knock it down. It was a big shot.
John, can you just talk a little bit about the pathway? You'll be a freshman, and obviously, you can't look forward to all night and
especially down the stretch. Yeah, absolutely. Past the guy, we have a lot of faith in. Really comfortable when he has the ball in his hands. We know he's going to make good decisions, and he's a tough matchup for guys. I mean, he can do it all pretty much, and that's a big thing for us. I mean, he's going to make a lot of plays for us and make a lot of plays for himself, and he's going to make a lot of other people open. So, I think he's going to be a tough matchup for a while in this league, and I think tonight showed a little glimpse of that.
Continuing on that point, obviously, you being a guy that was here last year, and you know, you saw the complete turnover basically of the roster. What were your first thoughts of seeing this group in action really for the first time?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we knew, or at least I figured, coming into this game that first couple minutes were probably going to be a little ugly. You know, you got a lot of young guys getting really excited to come out here for the first time in front of all their peers, fans, and all that. And I think once we got through that 4 minutes, they kind of realized that, all right, we can do this. Like, we're ready to go now, you know what I mean? Get the jitters out. And then I think we did a good job of calming down. I mean, we have a lot of young guys, but we have a lot of talent. We have a lot of playmakers, and they're going to have to grow up fast. And that's something that'll go game by game. But I think we did a good job making a couple runs to get a win in the end.
No,
it's the other one.
Anything else for the players?
Pat, how did you fit into BC basketball? Even though it's one of the games, how did you fit in so far? You know, with the guys in the locker room?
It's awesome. We have really good team chemistry. And it just feels it just feels so good to be part of that entire BC community. And yeah, I'm just really proud to be here.
All set. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Steve, your first impressions of the real game action?
There's a lot of positives. I see things that we can do very well. And obviously, I see where we have a lot of work to do. It's not just that we're young in terms of, you know, freshmen. We're inexperienced in terms of anybody else on the team. Even Matt Humphreys, he's inexperienced. He hasn't played in over a year. It's the first time he really played, 2 years almost. And he didn't play a lot at Oregon. He played some. And now we're playing him where he's getting up and down and fatigue. It matters. And the third part of it is they're inexperienced together. They haven't played with each other, so it's not a group that has played a lot. So I think they, if you saw, I think they touched on all the things. It's a great group of kids. They work extremely hard. I think there's a lot of skill there. I think John touched on the playmakers. I think there's guys like that. But, you know, not a real flow to the offense, not a real sense of where to go next because we don't know exactly who's going to do that who's going to score, who's going to draw the defense. So it's kind of a work in progress, which, you know, I expect at this point.
Coach, when the season begins, John Cal obviously doesn't really have a wall. And then you look at tonight, he's the only one with more assists and turnovers. And he still gets 28 minutes the whole game. Mm-hmm. Is that the reason that he's in
a
position?
Well, when originally, and the story's probably going to be told a lot, when John got done last year, we just thought, well, that was a great run for Johnny. He really helped us last year. What a special story. Wanted to continue, be here at BC. I think he wanted his master's and get his MBA. Thought at the time, probably that's probably a lot of work, and I don't know if I can play, but I love the coach. I love to look at that. So we put him on terms of a scholarship. We put him on scholarship and he's part of the roster, but never thinking necessarily at that point we were going to put him on the team. But as we got here and you see so many younger guys and you're trying to coach them, John's like an extension of us out there as an assistant, and he's a good basketball player. He can just settle guys down. He can find the right man. He knows what to do and not to do. So I think he can help these younger players in their growth. And originally I thought maybe it takes minutes away from guys, but I honestly feel that there's enough minutes to go around for all these guys. And I think you're helping their growth rather than stunning it by playing them some. I think it helps, and obviously it helps you win games. He's our, you know, best defender in a lot of ways. You know, he steps up and can make shots, doesn't turn it over, doesn't lose his poise, and I think we need someone like that.
It's going to be a learning process for them, obviously, but how much for you? I mean, you don't know who's going to step up when the ball is flying at the close game and that type of thing.
I agree, Dan. It's just all new to me. Not that every year isn't a little different, but and I got to think like that. I can't, you know, I'm so used to even my 3 years at Cornell, but, second year of that group, I was, you know, they were running themselves and, you know, you just call some numbers. And last year, those guys were an experienced group, not only individually but collectively playing together, so they knew each other. For this group, this is a lot of energy, a lot of stuff that goes into each and every practice, a lot of work watching film and figuring out what's the best for this group, and we're just going to try to do that daily and try to figure out who's going to play and where we're going to go in terms of offense and defense. Like some guys surprised me tonight on both sides of the ball, and maybe other guys I was disappointed in, but I think you're going to see a lot of that up and down as we progress.
Were you nervous about Patrick going down, or did you kind of...
You know, I hate to say this, and it doesn't mean to be cold, but I've been trained to move to the next. You know, I have no chance to think about, I've had guys get hurt, and I just can't put yourself in that mind. I had, to be honest, if you remember, John went out, and then Patrick went out, and I thought they were both done for the game. So I was already thinking, you know, where do we go for those two? So.
Did you think that they could have swung either way?
No doubt. I think those two kids played really well tonight. And Patrick obviously was a guy we felt we could go to tonight. I thought he had three or four that you'll see him finish it later. It could have been a 25-point game for him tonight because he did all the hard work and he just didn't finish it.
Talk about different ways you use it. You bring the ball up in one moment, and, you know, kind of slashing one moment, and he's getting the free throw line. He has like a lot of different
things. He does. And I never really coached a kid like him in that sense. And I think Reggie was a little bit like that, but Reggie was more of a guard, where Patrick, I think, we give him the ball at the point guard spot because I think he can get us into stuff. And then we can post him up as well. And then obviously he's very good on ball screens. The last thing he did tonight, we put him at the four spot defensively because I thought they were hurting us just coming off so much screen action. We could switch it a lot easier. So Patrick has good size enough, and he got eight, you know, eight rebounds tonight as well, so he throws his body out there. He's also a kid, I think, gets better as the game goes on. He enjoys the competitiveness of it. At practice, it's not, you don't see it as much. I felt it tonight that he wanted the ball, he wanted to be the guy, and he's going to have some hard games. There's so much competition at this level to think that a freshman's going to come in here and play well every night. It's just not going to happen, and we're not going to play well every night, and we're going to have failures. But for us to be really good, we got to react to those failures. And I'm not going to stop playing these guys. I'm not going to stop encouraging them. We're going to keep trying to build this program the right way with these guys playing, but understanding that we're going to have some down nights.
As it often does in basketball, came down to free throws there at the end. Just talk about the importance of that in this game.
You know, I'm a little frustrated with our free throw shooting. I think all these kids, like Matt goes 1-for-4, Dennis 2-for-5, Gabe 0-for-2. Those guys are all good foul shooters. And, you know, we obviously had our chance to seal it completely, and we didn't with foul shooting. I think we have to be a great foul shooting team. That's something that we should be good at. These kids can all shoot. I have a little nerves, a little fatigue, not used to game action, but we got to be a very good, I assume, we're going to work on it, but I think we're going to be a good foul shooting team.
When you woke up this morning and you thought about this game, did you ever think the numbers would come down to three-point shooting and would that be a different game probably?
When I woke up this morning, I was just very nervous and excited, you know, and I'm trying to, I probably didn't have the right approach for the American International game. I've been very fortunate the last 4 years of winning a lot of basketball games and being on the right side of the ledger and playing very well. I have to realize that we're going to make a ton of mistakes out there, and I got to react properly, and I don't think I reacted properly to the last game. To answer your question about three-point shooting, I think we're a good three-point shooting team. Like Ryan Anderson at the four spot, Dennis Clifford can make them, and all of our guards are very good three-point shooters. I think that's got to be a strength of ours. I think the thing that if we start shooting the ball well from three, you have guys that's different in the past with my teams. We have guys who can be playmakers and get to the rim, like Patrick and Matt and even Lonnie Jackson and Jordan are very good guys getting by people and making plays.
I'm going to add that. Let me just touch on it really quickly. As a coach, and you know, the first game, you got a new team, but you see missed free throws. I think I missed you at one point. Turnovers, air balls, like how frustrating is that, just like the execution, you're like, what do you
want
to do on the sideline as a coach to
kind of
clean things up, you know?
I'm going to be mentally prepared to realize that this isn't going to look pretty, you know? It's just not. It's unfair for me to assume that. That doesn't mean I'm not going to go out and we're going to work tomorrow 3 hours and we're going to try to get better in every part of execution, and we will get better. But there's going to be times where these guys, they're doing everything right, and then one guy just isn't strong enough with the ball because he's not used to this competition. He tries to finish, and he's, you know, he's a bigger athletic guy there that he's not used to. Those things are going to happen. And I was happy tonight that we didn't turn it over as much as we did in the past. And Matt, I think, is someone that will get better with the ball. He had a couple of ones that he's just not used to being out there. But I got to, as I said to you, I got to train myself to make sure that I'm staying focused, understanding that we're not going to be a great execution team at this point, so we're going to have to try to win games in different ways. Like tonight, I thought we did the 1-3-1 a lot more than I thought, but I thought we had to get something off our defense because we're not going to be a team at this point that can rely just on execution on the offensive end.
How do the guys handle switching out between defense in the 1-3-1 and the process?
You know what? I thought we did the 1-3-1 well. I thought we did like three different defenses. Then we did this 1-2-2 back to man. It hurt us a couple times in the second half because that's a dangerous defense. You're in a zone, and then you got to get back and match up to your man. I thought New Hampshire, in particular, Brew, did a great job of hurting us during that stretch. So it's something, you know, the sense of urgency of changing back to your regular defense in the half court, you got to make sure that there's great communication. We didn't have it a couple times.
Are you guys trying to trap in the 1-3-1 because the pressure on the ball
seems that much? No, I don't think it's a trapping, but you see, it's very extended. You know, we're picking guys up 3-quarter court and then extended, but we didn't trap it. But I like to play it for longer stretches. If you start trapping, it's a home run or it's a strikeout. I kind of want to just make sure that we make them guard us, make them make passes, get confused. Try hard shots, take them out of the rhythm offensively. In the meantime, maybe we have some good length and get some deflections and get some offense off the defense.
It seems like they got a lot of offensive boards when the
ones
going on.
They got offensive rebounds in the second half. I thought we did a good job. I think we gave up 5 in the first half, and they got 11 in the second half. A lot of it is the 1-3-1. I agree. I thought they did a good job of hurting us. Teams are set on going after the ball in the 1-3-1. It's very difficult to check out. You've really got to have a mentality going after the ball. They hurt us in the man-to-man, too. I thought they did a good job in the second half going after balls. They play very hard. The kid, Conan's, I think, is a good addition, and Benson is, 8 offensive rebounds. He had a 22-rebound game last year. Just a hard-nosed kid. But I think that's part of the maturation process with all of us to figure out, like, the shot goes up, it's not over the possession. It's just the beginning. Well, I thought he played well for when he was in there. He didn't play much as he did in the first half, and he played 11 minutes in the second half. I just thought, once again, they were hurting us. They went small a couple times, so I decided we should have 4 perimeters, and we went with Patrick out there defensively. But Ryan played a good basketball game. I thought he had 4 or 5 that he could have got rebounds. I thought he went after balls. I think you saw his ability to stretch the defense and also finish. I think you'll see more of that as he gets more comfortable. But for his first college game, I thought he did a very good job.
Well, Pat, Coach, you mentioned some guys surprised you a little bit earlier.
Well, I thought Jordan Daniels did a good job running the team when he was in there. He had a couple plays that were in and out that he could have got, and he hadn't had shown that in practice as much. I'm needing someone to step up at that point guard spot. If we can, we're doing it by committee now. I'd love for someone to really say, hey, I can be the point guard here. Jordan, I thought, did that at stretches in the first and second half. He can make shots as well. He's probably our most consistent 3-point shooter in the preseason, and he can get it off. But I thought he played well. For the most part, I was excuse me, pleased with our overall effort, and I just kind of expected that you would see some good basketball and some really bad ball where you scratch your head.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That's on the line.
Thanks.